I do encourage departments and divisions to follow that advice, to contact supervisors and make your case. Before we go to the next item, I would like to tell you that the next regular meeting of the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit is Thursday, May 15th. All items must be in the committee clerk's possession by the end of business day on Friday, April 25th. It's my understanding that's the day after board day. Just to remind all, for all those who are here. Thank you. Item 41.
Item number 41 from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting informational reports relative to reclassification of existing positions, advancement within the pay range, reallocations of non-represented positions, appointments at an advanced step of the pay range, revisions to executive compensation plan positions, dual employment, emergency appointments, temporary appointments, and temporary assignments to a higher classification. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object on April 1st, 2014, an objection was filed.
Mr. Session.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, this is our monthly report. It's a little longer than normal. We have a number of reclassifications and reallocations that are coming forward as a result of the job analysis project. I'll note that there is a reallocation for the forensic investigator position that we've just approved in the last item. So that item, that position will be included in this reallocation request.
Which is over a little over $1,000 of $1,1600 or so.
I'd have to find the fiscal note.
It's a 1, 2, 3, the third page. The second page of charts.
Correct.
Oh, maybe I'm misreading.
About 13,000.
I guess I'm. That was a forensic investigator?
Correct, and it was less than full time. It was 0.6 FTE.
Oh.
Not the investigator in charge?
No.
Correct.
Mr.
Chair. Supervisor Coleman.
Mr. Chair, thanks. Mr. Session, thank you for emailing out the definitions between reclassification and reallocation. I'm not 100% sure that I understand the distinction, but I guess what gives me a question as these reports come before us is that the justification, and maybe it's just this month, but at least this month, whether it's a reallocation or reclassification, the justification box is the same.
Correct. And we noticed that after, you know, after we'd already submitted the item. In future months, we're going to have we're going to reconfigure that box, and it'll be a simple check box for what the items under consideration or what the drivers were that we'll highlight. The language that's in our justification table here pretty much is a catch-all. It applies to reclassifications and reallocations in a lot of ways. Next month, I think it'll be a little bit more clear as we check these items off.
So then, for instance, a reallocation, generally, would that be something that a department head would bring to your attention at HR and say, this person's doing so much more, and so can you look at that? And then is it up to then you as the HR people to determine if there should be a reallocation?
A reallocation specifically would be a department saying the people doing this function, this classification, are all in effect below market for whatever reason. We may realize that through difficulty in recruitment or difficulty in retaining people. So the department head would ask for us to take a look at that classification to see if it should be elevated to meet those needs. Now, reclassification is more assigned to duties in particular to a particular position.
And a reclassification just affects that particular person even if there are more people in that class, right? I mean, if there are
Correct.
Five secretaries and one secretary need to be reclassified, the other four would stay.
If one secretary is doing more in terms of duties that are beyond the scope of the current classification, it would apply to only that person. But if all the secretaries are taking on new responsibilities, new duties, we'd reclass the group of them because of the duties, not necessarily because of the market.
And do you know when you expect the JEQ to be done completely, 100%?
I can attempt to answer that. The plan initially was to wrap up everything by the end of first quarter, but we still have some areas that have not submitted all of their JEQs, which is the core document that we use to start the analysis. Our hope is that we can wrap this up in the course of the next month, month and a half, and then we'll move into bringing forward to you, job, like new grade ranges and things to look at and make some decisions on. So that we're aiming right now for either the June or July meeting for that.
Would it be possible when this is done to get a report or an analysis on what the overall costs are to the county as to these were our employee costs before, not benefits, but salary range. This is what we're paying. This is what we're paying pre-JEQ. This is what we're paying now after the JEQ. So I'm guessing there's going to be an increase just from the reports I've seen. Would that be a fair guess, you think?
I think that would be a fair guess. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, we'll certainly plan to provide a comprehensive report that includes both what was spent and then what has been saved based on some of the decisions we've made. So.
And when can we expect that report? Can you give us a timetable after the JEQ is done, how long it would take to compile such a report?
You know, my best guess right now would be the September cycle.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my best guess. Hopefully earlier, but.
Okay. Thank you.
Chairman Cohen.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to note that I did receive previous reports from Director Mitchell, which I could share. And if your research is beyond what I already requested, I think it should be fairly easy for them to build upon what they already reported. That didn't come to the board, but it could even be an item at the next board meeting.
Any further concerns, comments about what's before us? I got a question with respect to either, for example, human resource manager recommended change in title to be the senior human resources generalist. Do I see a reduction in salary there?
Yes, actually, that position is vacant. And when we studied the position, we determined that it really should be at a slightly lower grade level. We didn't consider it to really be a manager position because it's supervising one non-exempt staff member.
Mm-hmm.
So it just seemed like it was too high to us based on our analysis.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chair, I don't know what the proper motion is. I'd like the full board to be able to see this, and since we have that objection, I don't know if it means placing it on file or what we need to do to give the full board a chance to take a look at this, since there's only five of us here right now, in case any other questions arise that I haven't seen. So I don't know what the proper motion would be. Maybe Mr. Katie would know what that would be.
Mr. Chairman, I want to move
that would be the motion I'd make, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Cohen moves to receive and place on file so that board members may review the report. Comments, questions, concerns? Supervisor Mullen?
There is a formal objection already on record. Is it procedurally possible to do a division of the question on one of the positions? Okay. I would motion for division for item in the org unit of 1120.
1120. Is this on the first page?
That is page.
It's PRV.
Yeah.
That would be. That would be 1120.
Oh, page five.
1120-11. 1120.
Okay. Oh,
well,
you got those.
And the title is? It
shows it twice.
So you jinxed us.
The title?
It was a reallocation from PRB Secretary to PRB Ethics Board Administrator.
Okay. So you want to separate this from the from me?
The first PRB one?
Yeah.
I'm trying to separate it. Because it's already objective.
I don't understand.
So you want to so supervisor, I would think that Supervisor Cohen's move to receive and place on file and use would like to separate this particular
because
item.
I guess
four.
I have to clarify the procedure. There is already a formal objection.
Yes.
On record, objecting all of the positions, correct? Right. So to have a similar process as we did in the last item, if we have a division of the question on one of the items, and then you have a balance that can be objected. But one can be voted on separately, I guess.
Supervisor Bowen is separating the PRB secretary, which is the current title.
Yeah, existing position.
And the recommended title being PRB Ethics Board Administrator. He'd like to separate that from the rest, from the balance. There is a objection filed, and Supervisor Cohen's motion was to receive and place on file. Mm-hmm. Except that there's a separation. Mr. Grady is going to give us some direction.
I'm going to try. My understanding of the formal objection that is filed does nothing more than bring it before the committee. If you want to do something now, now is the time to do it. I don't think that objection carries for the entire package at this point. So it's now in front of you.
Yes.
If you want separate action,
you
can take separate action. That's fine.
And Supervisor Cohen wants to receive and place on file the rest.
Right.
Yes.
That's fine. But I'm just saying I think that formal objection that was filed previously doesn't have – it's what brought it in front of you so you can take action, I think.
The formal objection, as you said, puts it on the table for us to review.
You know, it could be renewed here, obviously. If somebody said I object to the whole thing, I want to reject everything in here. That's different, but –
brings it here, but then it's so you're saying it's already done. it's already been established, I'll just rescind.
No. As we've been sitting here, the formal rejection was, as Mr. Grady indicated, to put it before us. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, perfunctorily, all this would be approved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Supervisor Cullen had provided a motion to receive and place on file. That would be the whole package. And your intention is to separate that position from the package, is it not?
It would be, but that was under the understanding, under the comprehension that his objection, that the original objection was actually, as we did in the last item, there were some things that we objected to and we didn't allow to pass. So if what Corporation Counsel Grady is saying, it's being forwarded. It was brought to us, but I understood your objection in a different action. I guess that makes sense.
And my question to you would be: do you still want to separate? Is there something you find objectionable about what you see in front of
you? It seems like I don't need to separate anymore. So I would pull back that motion.
Mr. Chairman, the entire file will go to the county board, and obviously it could be separated at the board floor if someone wants to do a separate action at the board floor. But if the board will have a receive and place on file motion or recommendation, if you will, in front of it. If the board adopts that recommendation, the committee report, then everything in here will be approved. So if someone wants to take separate action either now or at the board floor, you can do that.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gray. We have before us a motion to receive and place on file, item 41. Any further comments to the reservoir?
And then, Mr. Chair, there was also understanding that receiving and placing on file is a motion like tabling?
No, it makes it a part of the record.
It makes it a part of the record, and then so I think we're good. We can move on.
Okay. We have a motion to receive and place on file. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 41 be received and placed on file prevails.